Hey, everybody. Welcome to Broadcast. I'm Abigail Smith. Welcome to another installation of Broadcast. I'm very happy to be here. Today's show is going to be really fun. We have an interview coming up with the amazing and inspiring organizer of Flourish Festival in Fredericton, Jane Blanchard. And I'm really looking forward to sharing that with you guys. We had a great chat about what it means and what it's like to make stuff in the Maritimes. And guess what? It's pretty good. And so also in honor of Flourish Festival coming up this weekend, I'm going to play some of the FemCon bands that they have playing this weekend, which is going to be really fun. We're going to hear from Clark O'Wynerm and Gianna Lauren, David in the Dark, some laps coming up. We're going to have lots of good stuff this hour. I'm really excited about Flourish. I'm going this weekend and I encourage everyone else to go too. I didn't get to go last year, but this year is the second one of the series and they seem to be really confident that this one is going to be a lot of fun. I think last year was... Jane referred to it as being kind of rushed, but you're going to hear from her later. Anyway, I don't need to tell you. This year is going to be really, really fun. They have a ton of visual artists included in the lineup, and a lot of them are the very, very gifted women. Artists like Ashley Sheard, Casey Wilcox, Maggie Higgins, Penelope Stevens, and Sophia Bartholomew. Sophia Bartholomew's installation sounds amazing. I'm really excited for that. And I'm sure that everyone else is too. So I hope that everyone can come. It's also probably going to be a beautiful weekend. Like today, it's gorgeous outside. I can't wait to go run around outside. So coming up next, I will play you some Clark O'Wynerm, and then we will go on to the interview with Jane. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. This is Broadcast, and you're listening to me, Abigail Smith, and we are 100% FemCon as usual.
Yeah.
We just heard from Clarke Winer with Tears for Gears, and before that, Death Row Tall. A couple quick announcements before we head over to our interview with Jane Blanchard, organizer of the Flourish Festival in Fredericton. Today is National Film Day, National Canadian Film Day, which is really exciting, especially with the recent announcement earlier in the month that the National Film Board of Canada announced that the organization will ensure that half of the films will be directed by women and half of its production budgets will be spent on films directed by women. So it's a good time for women in film. The organization itself is 50% female run. I believe that is really exciting news, especially for people that are wanting to get into the industry. I myself, it is still kind of a boys club, but I love working in film and I am excited that there will be more money given to female directors. And also, again, please come to Flourish this weekend in Fredericton. It'll be lots of fun on many, many locations throughout downtown Fredericton. But be sure to come back for Monday, because the Women's Collective, the 107.3 FM Women's Collective, is having a meeting on Monday afternoon in the library to appoint an executive. And the executive positions are as follows: a zine coordinator, an LGBTQ position. Actually, that's two positions, an LGB and a T position. So it's two different people that are going to support and do outreach. And a secretary and a couple other positions to help the collective run smoothly and get off the ground. It's been going really well so far. I'm touched and amazed by all the women in St. John who want to help with the Women's Collective and are excited to get the programming underway. So keep your ears open for the next couple weeks, because we're going to be starting the Women's Collective curated show soon, and that is going to be really, really exciting. So let's just move right along here, and we'll listen to what the conversation I had with Jane Blanchard yesterday. It was a great conversation. She's the nicest person in the world. Thank you guys for listening, and I hope you enjoy it. I'll just get you to start by introducing yourself and what it is that you do.
My name is Jane Blanchard, and I am the founder and producer of Flourish Festival in Fredericton.
When did Flourish Festival begin?
It began last year, around this time. Last year it was, I guess, a week before, so it would have been April 18th it started, and we started planning it in February of last year.
Where did the idea originally start for Flourish? Was it yours alone, or were you working with a team?
We do open community arts meetings in Fredericton hosted by the Shifty Bits cult, so I attended one of those, and there was kind of a need for something, an event in the spring that showcased local artists and interdisciplinary, kind of the interdisciplinary experience. So I decided to take on Flourish. It's just me and Stefan Wester, mm-hmm. who's a visual artist and also a musician in town. We kind of spearhead it, but it's a community effort, so we get a lot of help.
Yeah, of course. And it is interesting because not to compare the two festivals, because they're quite different, but the Shifty Bit Circus has this seemingly similar ethos of it being art and music, but Flourish totally. Definitely has a completely different energy, and I'm wondering if you can touch on kind of what you're trying to achieve with that.
Yeah, we are really similar to Shifty Bits, and actually Penny and I work really closely together, and Penelope Stevens runs Shifty Bits and spearheads the cult and plays in Motherhood, so we draw on each other's ideas a lot. Flourish has taken a lot from the circus, but has kind of toned it down or changed it in order to make it a little bit more accessible to a wider variety of different groups in the city. Mm-hmm. We try and make things like all ages and a little less intense.
Yeah.
in some regards, or a little less niche, I suppose. Our market, that would be the way to explain it. We don't have maybe the same niche market that the cult has. And we've also been trying to incorporate a lot more interdisciplinary things like film and installations.
Yeah, I was interested in the Flourish residency that you guys do. Maybe you can talk mm-hmm. a bit about that. I know you did one recently with film.
Yeah, so that was another thing that came up in the community meetings, was kind of this inability in the past to have an interconnectedness, especially between cities on the East Coast. So we decided to start the Flourish Residency Program, And my house has an extra room and an extra studio space, so we have been bringing in artists for kind of mini residencies running from 2 weeks to a month. We had Gianna Lauren from Halifax, Nick Lahr from Halifax, and then Pat Bonner from St. John, who did Bad Noise, which was super great. And right now we currently have Whoopso from London, Ontario. But they're all based around immersing these artists within the Fredericton music scene and art scene, and kind of learning from them as well and about their own scenes.
Mm-hmm. I definitely appreciate, and I think other people do too, the idea of outreach to other places in the Maritimes. I know that every city kind of, every city has its own scene. I know in St. John sometimes it can feel like we're very insular and we only include people that we know. And so it's, I think that a lot of people's projects recently made in Fredericton and in St. John have been to kind of do a bit more outreach.
Totally, yeah. Like watching Bad Noise, for instance, like Pat's film, it's amazing because it's all just like this intermingling of like St. John and Fredericton, and we all know each other, but it was a really great way to kind of bridge that connection.
Yeah, kind of make an imaginary city.
Yeah, exactly. That is both. I mean, we're so close. It makes sense.
I know.
Resources and share talents.
Absolutely. Do you feel that that Flourish has evolved since last year to be something kind of different, or has it just built upon the same theme?
Yeah, we definitely have grown a lot. We really rushed putting the festival together last year, and this year we had a lot more time. We also reached out kind of blindly to some bands who had been through Fredericton who we really liked, but were maybe bigger names in like Montreal and Toronto, who we kind of weren't sure if they'd want to come play our little festival, because like we can't offer guarantees, we don't really make any money. But we got a lot of them just really interested in the vision and the experience of it all, so we're doing that. We also have added film components and are paying a lot more attention to the visual arts components this year. Last year it was really, really music oriented, which is great, but we do strive to be as interdisciplinary as possible. So it's important for us to put the same amount of exposure on visual artists as well as musical artists.
Mm-hmm. And what can attendees expect this weekend?
Lots of fun. Really cool transformed spaces, lots of great music. Like there's going to be a masquerade at the Capitol on Saturday for the Stellar Ghost set.
That's right. That's going to be so much fun.
It's crazy. Yeah. Benny Ella has been helping out with a lot of cool visual art stuff. Sophia Bartholomew has done an amazing fabric installation at Shiftwork. We're going to have a nighttime Shirley trash themed bar. We're going to have Picaroon stuff. It's going to be really fun.
I can't wait.
Crazy. Yeah.
I'm so excited. Is there anything else you wanted to mention about? Thank you thank you for doing this. It's Flourish seems really unique, and everything. I think that we've met in passing, but
yes,
everything that I've heard about you. I was talking to Pat this morning, and I was like, oh, I'm interviewing Jane this afternoon. He was just like, she's amazing. She's like a perfect person.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah.
Tell Pat, I said thank you.
I will.
I will too.
and it definitely, I'm looking forward to the, because I didn't go last year for whatever reason. I think I was out of
It was a pretty spur of the moment thing, but this year for sure, we're excited to have you.
Yeah, I'm excited too. Do you have any plans for next year? Like, do you know anything that you think might come out of it? Or is it that's not even fair to ask. I'm sure you've been busting your ass on this year.
We've thought about it too. Like, I just finished school, so you're always in that constant state of like, are you going to stay where you are right now? Are you going to move? But Stefan and I have kind of established that like wherever we are, like if we end up getting jobs somewhere else, or if we don't live in the same city or whatever, Flourish is still totally possible to make work, because most of the planning is done from your computer, and then it's really just in the last like 3 weeks that you really need to be in the city.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you feel
it is nice to build and establish it throughout the year.
Yeah. Do you feel, I know that like Fredericton appears to be like really supportive to things like this. Do you feel like the city's been really helpful, or like have you met any resistance with trying to plan this?
No, it's been absolutely so supportive. We get a lot of support from like Picaroons. They support us a little bit. We don't get any financial support from the government just because we didn't want to become a not-for-profit, just because we don't feel like, A, that we're established enough to fulfill what being a not-for-profit means, and also we don't really want to be dependent on governmental support and
that's
kind of governmental opinion. So it's like you kind of forego getting funding to do cool stuff, but also that means that you have kind of the freedom to do whatever you want within your own grasp of things.
That's like kind of an act of rebellion to not go with government grants, because we're so like, we live in like grant land for...
Yeah, we're so dependent on it.
Yeah.
But it's kind of re-envisioning art and music and festivals as more of like social enterprises where you can try and make money.
That's really...
Like almost like being a business and still give as much money as you can to the community and support it in any way that you can, if that makes sense.
Oh, absolutely. I think that it also gives a really accessible vibe and maybe is more encouraging to other people. Because I think that when people see like not-for-profits, they find them... there's amazing nonprofits in the province and in the Maritimes, but sometimes they can seem kind of inaccessible and like, oh, I could never be on the board of that organization, or I could never start something like that. I know
that
when I have a speaker series that I run in St. John, and it's kind of driven on the fact that like me telling people like anyone can do this, like anyone can have events. I know that in St. John, like people are really hungry for new things and for activity. So if you start something, everyone's behind you and wants to help. And I'm sure that Fredericton's the same
really
way.
Yeah, that's really similar with Fredericton too. Yeah, even if it is a huge failure, people are still like kind of excited about it, and like we learned from it.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Well, I'm sure that this weekend is not going to be a huge failure. Everyone's really excited about it.
That's good.
Thank you so much for everything. Nice talking to you too. I'm looking forward to actually talking to you in person. And
come find me if I'm busy. Just like pull me aside.
I might bring my recorder and just kind of and shove it in people's faces. It'll be fun. I will see you then.
Cool. Sounds good. Yeah. Have a good day.
You too. Okay, bye. Bye.
I was so young when that first bomb fell. I can hardly remember, but my pa told me stories about all the madness that overtook our city and the devastation that was left behind. And now I recall, built up that wall just to separate us. It casts a shadow that was cold and gray. And then all the people, yeah, they tore right through it, so we could all see the light of the day. And now I recall, oh, I recall. again. Oh, I recall.
you.
We just heard from Bad People, the Live at Bourbon Quarter album. And before that was a couple of David in the Dark songs. Bad People and David in the Dark are both playing at Flourish this weekend. And we listened to Slap Happy and Hard to See from David in the Dark. And Jane Blanchard is in that band, the woman I just spoke to, who you guys got to hear that interview with. I was so happy to talk to her. She's honestly the most capable, sweet person. I'm going to play some more songs that you can expect to hear this weekend from at Flourish. Play a little bit of Motherhood for you and some Laps, a new band out of Fredericton, which are really, really exciting. So stick around. You are listening to Local 107.3 FM. I am Abigail Smith, and this is broadcast coming at you from UNB SJ. As always, we are 100% FemCon on this hour. And thank you guys all so much for listening.
But we lived in a house with no special endowed. We're the Lord's same day we realized. We were safer with many, more safer with many. Rattles of all the ass. We'll be right back.
Just heard from Gianna Lauren with her single Windows that came out last November 2015. I really love that song. She's got a great voice, very breathy, and her whole sound is pretty lush. I really, really like her sounds. I'm looking forward to hearing new music from her this weekend. And before that, we heard from Lapse, a new band out of Fredericton, with my favorite track from their Islet EP. We listened to Faux Real. They're very good. They came to St. John recently. They played an awesome show. And before that, we heard kind of almost a classic, Motherhood with Shoe Suede Blues, which is an awesome, janky song. I'm going to keep playing some songs from Flourish for you guys, just to give you a little sampler of what to expect this weekend. Up next, I'm going to play the Everywheres. I saw them last summer at the Shifty Bit Circus, the Inferno, the fourth installment of the circus, and they were great. They played in the hottest little room. It was really fun to go listen to them. And they have a very gifted female drummer, so they are all around acceptable for the show and super fun to listen to. So we're going to throw them on next. Stick around. I will talk to you guys before the hour is out to give you a send-off. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be right back. Hi, everybody. I'm just going to jump in here before the hour is over. Thank you so much for listening today, and I hope to see you all at Flourish this weekend. You're listening to The Everywheres, and have a great Wednesday. I'll see you this weekend.